Hey everyone, welcome back to Affirmations for Feeling Enough. I'm your host, Laura Bennett, and today we're diving deep into something that trips us up more often than we care to admit, guilt and shame. Ever get those nagging whispers telling you you're not good enough, that you messed up somehow, or that you should be doing more? Yeah, me too. It's like our own internal critic has a megaphone on overdrive sometimes. But here's the thing. We don't have to let guilt and shame rule our lives. We can choose to break free from their grip and create space for self-compassion and forgiveness. That's what this podcast is all about, empowering you to feel enough, exactly as you are. Today, I want to share 5 key takeaways that will help you navigate those feelings of guilt and shame with more grace and understanding. First up, recognize the difference between healthy remorse and crippling guilt. Feeling bad about a mistake? Totally normal. It means you have a conscience and care about your actions. But when that feeling morphs into constant self-reproach, it's time to step back. Healthy remorse is about learning from our mistakes and making amends, while crippling guilt keeps us stuck in the past, replaying the same scenarios over and over again. Next, remember this. You are not defined by your mistakes. You are a human being, capable of making both good and bad choices. We all mess up. It's part of life's messy tapestry. But instead of letting those missteps define your entire identity, focus on the bigger picture. Remember all the times you've shown courage, kindness, and resilience. You are so much more than just one mistake. Now, let's talk about self-compassion. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer a dear friend who made a similar error. Imagine a friend feeling overwhelmed by guilt. What would you say to them? Probably something encouraging like, "Hey, we all make mistakes. Let's learn from this and move forward." So why not extend that same compassion to yourself? Another vital point. Forgiveness is key, both for others and for yourself. Holding on to grudges only hurts you in the long run. It keeps those feelings of resentment and anger simmering, feeding your guilt and shame cycle. Practice forgiving others, even if it's a difficult process. And remember, you deserve to forgive yourself too. Let go of the past and step into the present moment with renewed hope and possibility. Finally, embrace the power of growth. Every mistake is an opportunity for learning and evolving. Instead of dwelling on what went wrong, ask yourself, what can I learn from this? How can I use this experience to become a better version of myself? Think about that time you tripped over your words in a big presentation. Did it feel like the world was ending? Probably, but did you let that one stumble derail your entire career? No way. You probably dusted yourself off, learned from the experience, and kept going. That's resilience, the ability to bounce back from setbacks and keep moving forward. Remember that time you baked a cake for a friend's birthday, but it ended up looking more like a volcanic eruption than a sweet treat? We've all been there. It felt like a total disaster at the time, right? But you know what? Your friend probably loved it anyway because it came from the heart. Sometimes, our imperfections are what make us truly unique and lovable. The point is, letting go of guilt and shame isn't about pretending those feelings don't exist. It's about acknowledging them, learning from them, and ultimately choosing to move forward with grace and self-compassion. Remember, you are worthy of love, forgiveness, and acceptance, exactly as you are. So today, I want you to challenge yourself to practice a little self-love. Take a few minutes to write down 3 things you're grateful for about yourself. Maybe it's your kindness, your creativity, or even your goofy sense of humor. Celebrate those strengths and remember that you are enough, just the way you are. Now, go out there and rock your day. Don't forget to share this episode with a friend who could use a little reminder to feel good about themselves. And if you found this helpful, leave us a review, it means the world to me. Until next time, stay grounded and keep shining bright.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.